Oh, you're waiting for a microphone?
Thank you very much for the kind invitation to attend this program. It was very, very nice to see the end of this Leela Dhruva Maharaj going through the forest. You know, it's understood amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas that this is one of the favorite pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he would listen to, some say, 50 times. It's a very important part of Srimad Bhagavatam, because it really marks the turning point, or at least directs the turning point between motivated devotional service and pure devotional service. Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about the vastu, or the essence of everything that is Krishna. And the essence in order to attain Krishna is bhakti. As Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, bhakyam amam janati. But you can see that Dhruva Maharaj, he went to worship Lord Narayana. Why? Because he wanted something. And generally in this world, many people worship because they have some motive. In this case, he wanted wealth. He wanted a planet that was beyond, or a kingdom that was beyond the kingdom of his own father, even of his own grandfather. And he got it. But when he actually attained the grace of Lord Vishnu, and he's an example of a Kanishtha Adhikari, not very advanced, because he's not advanced in the motive of worship, but still he was very determined, extremely determined. He had a determination only Kshatriyas can have. He's 5 years old. There are a lot of 5-year-olds here. I doubt that their parents would tell them, go out to the forest alone in the jungle. Of course, there's no forest around here, but go out in the desert alone. You would never send your child there. But Dhruva Maharaj's mother, she's also a Kshatriya. So if you want something, then you get the result. Then you have to perform a suitable activity. If you want such a kingdom, then you have to perform a proportional austerity. And that austerity is to live in Madhava. Just on the banks of the Yamuna, just south of Mathura, that was the place where Guru Maharaj actually lived. There's a little hill that's called Dhruvatila. And there's another hill, and that's where he will live. From there, from that hill, he will go down to the Jamuna. He will bathe there, he will perform his austerities and come back. And there's another hill not far away from where Narada Muni was watching him. It's called Narada Hill. So this determination, Krishna also talks about this, yesha tvanta dikantapam janana punya karmanam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for this pastime was based first on this point, how determined someone has to be if they want to see Krishna. And Guru Maharaj was very determined. So stopping his eating, stopping his drinking, stopping his breathing, and whatever temptation came by 5 years old, he discarded it. And he continued. And when Narada Muni came, then he said, you're a little boy. He said, what do you know? He says, better that you go home. This is very serious business, spiritual life. You go home, and when you become old, when you grow up, then you come back. And very often we also have that approach to spiritual life. We say, well, I'm still young. We may not be 5, we may be 25, 45. When I get old, when I retire, then I will practice spiritual life, then I will get serious. Narada Muni is also saying, hey, you're so small. When you get old, when you finish your business, finish the kingdom, governing the kingdom, then you come back and I will initiate you. And Juvenal said, no, if you can help me now, then please do so. Otherwise, don't stand in my way. Very determined. Dridha Bratta. So Guru Maharaj was that determined. But then, because of the request of Narada Muni, the Lord appeared. Actually, it doesn't matter how many austerities Guru Maharaj performed. By austerities, you cannot make Krishna appear. Guru Maharaj could have suffocated the whole universe. It would have made no difference. Krishna is very, very difficult to attain, but it's very easy to attain by bhakti. Just like this is also known as Damodar Desh here. And in that Damodar Leela, we have a very similar situation. Nala Kubera, Manigriva, they're also devotees because they were the sons of Kubera. Kubera was a Vaishnava, but they were so intoxicated, mainly with wealth. Their fall down was that they had become intoxicated by the power and the influence of wealth. And they became very degraded, very fallen, and Narada cursed them to become trees. And of course, you know the story, that Krishna pulled a mortar between the trees, he pulled them down, and out of the trees came Nala Kubera and Manigriva, and Krishna said, I have nothing to do with people like you. You would have never gotten my darshan just by standing here for 10,000 years. I don't become attracted by people standing as trees. He says, the reason that you're seeing me is because you saw Narada Muni. And because Narada blessed you to have my darshan, then therefore you're seeing me. And he blessed you that you would attain perfection, so I give you love for me. Same thing for Dhruva Maharaj. Wasn't Dhruva's austerities that the Lord appeared, but rather it was because Narada Muni had blessed Dhruva Maharaj. Therefore the Lord was obliged to appear on the basis of Narada's bhakti. But when Dhruva Maharaj finally got the darshan of the Lord, then he became very ashamed. He became ashamed of himself. He says, here I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead just for some material thing. And it wasn't an insignificant thing. The pole star, what we know as the pole star, that then becomes the residence of Guru Maharaj. So he said, Stanavadasi tapastitoham, tam tiddhitam pratavadidam nidam. Katapachitam avadigadam swanim pitato sni varam nirachi. Stanavadasi tapastitoham, tam pratavadidam nidam. He says, I performed all these austerities just to get a material abode that even the demigods can't have. But now that I see you, I realize that I was just like a garbage man going through the garbage looking for pieces of glass. And in the process of this material benediction, this wealth, opulence, good birth, good fortune, so Narada Muni said, these are like broken pieces of glass. But by the good fortune of Narada Muni, while I was looking through all these broken pieces of glass, Divya, I came upon this Chintamani gem, Yuga Chintamani gem. Swami Pitatosni Varanamayachi. Now I don't want any of these other things. I only want you. And the Lord said, that's too late. You wanted it, now you have to accept it. So it's a fact that as one becomes purified in devotion, and Dhruva Maharaj is one example of how Krishna says, Arta, Jignasu, Artati, Jnani, how one comes to worship Krishna by desiring wealth amongst the four different things. But ultimately, what happens? Tesham Jnani Nitya Yuktam Eko Bhakti Vishishyati. That somehow or another, by getting knowledge of the Lord, one actually then becomes Priya. One becomes dear to Krishna, and Krishna becomes dear to that devotee, and he then becomes Jnani. And today, we're also reading Bahunam Jamalamanti Jnana Vamakupadyanti. And out of these many Jnanis, they come to the conclusion Vasudeva Sarvamiti is very rare, Sudura Samhava. So this pastime is integral part of Srimad Bhagavatam to also encourage us not to worship Krishna for any material motive. That ultimately all of these other things, our home, our house, our family, our property, our business, our bodies, these are all temporary assets. Mritu sarva parascha. Ultimately we have to leave these behind. And the only thing that we take with us are the spiritual assets that we've accumulated. And the permanent spiritual assets are those which are attained through pure devotion. And that pure devotion, the real example of pure devotion comes later in Srimad Bhagavatam, when in the seventh canto we read about Prahlada Maharaj. This then becomes the turning point. Up until then, we see different examples of different devotees who approach Krishna for different reasons, in this case for wealth, in some case for knowledge. But Prahlada Maharaj is just worshipping Krishna simply to please him. Anya vilasita shunya, jnana, karmani, anavritam, antulyena Krishna anushilana. And that is Bhakti Uttama. And the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to direct us to this Uttam Bhakti. And the perfection of that Uttam Bhakti that you find in the 10th canto. So until one is, as these two gentlemen were speaking earlier, until one has the qualification or the adhikar to understand what pure devotion is, because one is sympathetic to the mood of the Vrijvasis. One has a desire for the same type of bhakti, not for some type of entertainment, to hear some entertaining pastimes between Krishna and the gopis, but because one has this desire that he wants to anugami, jananugami. One wants to follow the example of Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and so on. So Srimad Bhagavatam is that stepwise process which educates us and raises us to become qualified to engage in the kind of devotional service that the Vrijvasis show by their own personal example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the opportunity for that type of devotion by these two things, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.